unwise, we are so preoccupied with ourselves, and I would forget him with our life and our all. Saint Gregory has the answer. His quote is saying, we should remember God more often than we breathe. We should remember God more often than we breathe. There will be all certain rhythms of prayer, morning and evening prayer, grace before and after meals, the liturgy of the hours, Sunday and weekly celebration of the Eucharist, there are feast days, and the whole cycle of the ecclesiastical year. We begin by distinguishing the three main forms of prayer. They are vocal prayer, meditation, and mental prayer. The value of knowing something about these categories of prayer is they will help us to pray more effectively. By learning from the experience, if you wish, of the specialists in prayer over the centuries of Christian history. We begin by asking ourselves, what is vocal prayer? The English word vocal comes from Latin vox, which means voice. What then is vocal prayer? Vocal prayer is the prayer in which we use the body along with the soul. You never forget, you are not angels, we are human beings. We therefore are to pray with our whole being, body and soul. Moreover, God wants us to honor him with all our faculties, with the faculties, of course, of the mind, which thinks about God, with the hands, which are folded or directed towards God, with the feet which kneel and genuflect. I predict if kneeling and genuflection in prayer is not universally restored in the United States, I mean this, the United States will cease to be a Christian believing community. We prepare with our hands by bowing. Prepare with our eyes by looking. Prepare with our head by bowing. Pray with our knees. I've said this many times. I know how old I was, maybe 2.5 years old. Mother told me the knees are for kneeling. We're talking about vocal prayer. Vocal prayer enables us to pray as social beings, unless we prayed vocally, we could not be praying socially. We join with others. They join us. They and we together express ourselves vocally and in sensibly perceptible harmony. It is impossible to exaggerate the importance of the body in prayer. I keep repeating, you're not angels, we're human beings. When we pray, we must always, always include our bodies in our prayer. That's why God made us human beings with a body. Other people pray with us, we pray with them. They can hear and see us, we can hear and see them and hear it. That visible perception is part of the essence of vocal prayer. They see us kneeling, and they kneel too. We see them standing, they stand too. What they say. And I should add, at the same time, and not with an exaggeratedly loud voice. And when we pray with others, our prayer should be perceptibly harmonious. Others must see what we are doing. We must see what they are doing. And should be done together. Next question, if that's what vocal prayer is, what is meditation? Here we have 5 questions on meditation. Meditation is a search or a quest. That better be memorized. In meditation, the mind seeks, wants to, strives to know and understand. Let's be honest. One of the main reasons we pray is to obtain, to gain knowledge which of ourselves we don't have, which we expect God to provide. Meditation is the universal plea of the blind man in the gospel. Lord, that I may see. And we always need it. The trouble is, so few people pray to obtain this knowledge. Meditation is the prayer that is to see what God wants us to do. What He wants us to do, why He wants us to do it, and how He wants it. three crucially important adverbs. I want to see what he wants, why, and especially how. When I said adverbs, I included what God wants us to see. Of course, it's a noun, what God wants to see. But I call it an adverb because no two of us have equally good spiritual sight. Some people have to read to learn. Others have to think to learn. Others still have to ask to learn. And this, I repeat, is the fundamental need for meditation. We are to pray to know what God wants, why he wants it, and how he wants us to do it. On this level, I don't exaggerate saying our life, our daily life, is to be a period of daily, shall I, and the preposition, continual prayer. Of ourselves, and I mean it, of ourselves, we never really know what God wants, why he wants it, and how he wants it. We're dealing with a mystery here. If God knows, we need something. Why does he tell us? Because he is God and we are creatures. And that being a creature is more, far more important than my words may seem to indicate. Because God wants us to realize our need of him. We must ask him. Well, he knows. Sure he does. Why does he tell us? Because we are creatures. That's why. And the deepest lesson we shall learn in life is to realize we are creatures every moment of the day. We constantly need light. We constantly need to be taught. It is especially when we think God wants us to know what to do, why to do it, and how to do it. And I would say the single most crucially important part of meditation is to know how am I to do God's will. No two of us are the same. No two moments of our lives are identical. We must know, especially how God wants me to do what I know he wants me to do. And this is one reason. And finished my graduate studies in psychology. I counseled psychiatrists. I've told my know, I would say, perhaps several thousand people. What you mainly need in your life is to keep asking God, how you want to do what you know He expects of you. Of course, may ask Him, but how do I do it? That's what you learn from God. The next question. What are some useful aids to meditation? These aids are as varied as our needs. You want to know how to meditate. In God's name, read the scriptures. Read them daily. There are parts of scripture that are more informative than others. And just for the record, did you know the Old Testament is a very rich source of God's revealed wisdom? Then, how can you find out how to meditate? Read the writings of the saints. I think I've told you on some occasion. I was encouraged to do this during my studies in theology. I gathered over 7,000 quotations from the saints. And I can tell you, that is just through 3.5 years of theology. They have been the treasure of my life. The saints are canonized precisely to inspire us to read them. And there are saints for every level of character and temperament. There are saints who have written a great deal. Saints who have written very little. Saints who use big words. Saints who use only little words. There are saints for all of us. I believe I recommended this before, but I should recommend it now. Be sure to gather your principal saints that you need in your spiritual life. That's why the church canonizes the saints. There are saints that have read, individual saints, no exaggerating, I've spent hundreds of hours reading certain saints. In fact, to name some saints, I believe I've spent several thousand hours reading, for example, Saint Robert Bellarmine. Saint Vincent de Paul, Saint Alphonsus Liguori. Again, what are some useful aids to meditation. Same with images. I cannot tell you what the crucifix with Christ on it means to me. This is my life. My God, hanging on the cross, teaching me, you fool, you're not living in paradise. You're living on earth. Living on earth means not just bearing the cross. It means I mean this. It means hanging on the cross. Some more, some less. It means knowing some of the great religious works of art. That's why there is art. To really inspire us by what we see. There are texts of the liturgy that deserve to be memorized and then meditated upon. Next question. You remember concentrating on meditation. Most important is to make the meditation practical. In meditation, we are to focus on our own personal needs, and we have them. We are to meditate on our present circumstances of life. Ignatius recommends that we meditate on my needs for the next day. What a difference, what a world of difference between planning one's day and meditating on what I should do today. God knows far better than we do what it is we casually, mistakenly say will happen to us. Nothing ever happens in our lives. Nothing. Everything is part of God's mysterious providence. We should anticipate what, as we casually say, may happen, what will happen. And whatever is useful for our meditation, we should meditate on. When I began teaching in high school, after 2 weeks I reported to the spiritual father, are you meditation? Great. All I can think of is the bum in my, say, history class. Was not paying attention. So then when I meditate, I want to keep that bum from wandering. I talk to our Lord about the problems in my life. Whatever else your meditation should be about the problems, the needs, the difficulties you are facing in life. Share them with God. And we ask, what is most important meditation? I think we've answered this. The most important thing in meditation is to make it practical. You are living a real life. And I know what I'm talking about. The world tries to shift the focus of our lives, the focus of our lives from the real life we are living, all kinds of dreams which have nothing to do with our real life. We are to meditate on we're fathers and husbands. How can I better please my wife? And this, I assure you, is a very practical object of meditation. There are persons who never stop to meditate on the problems in their life, or they worry about problems, but the problems in our lives are not to be worried about. They are to be prayed over. Asking God, why does this person bother me? Why cannot I understand something I should? Why am I hesitant to do certain things? Is it because I am lazy? We should meditate about our relationship with God. Spend some time, at least once a month, better, at least once a week, on how you can improve your life of prayer. I can say this with complete sincerity. I would affirm there's not one of us in chapel here who is praying as well, as effectively, as God wants us to. Take some time out, at least I'll repeat once a month, on how to improve your life of prayer. Now the next question. What are the methods of meditation? They are as numerous as there are people. But two things especially should be kept in mind. We must cultivate the habit of meditating regularly. If you're not doing in God's name resolve as one of the resolutions of this retreat, I'm going to meditate at least once a day, at least on certain days. Take time out to meditate. We we must cultivate the habit, I repeat, of meditating regularly. Note the word regularly. At certain times, men I know over the years, they get up, they shave, they dress, and then they spend 50 or 20 minutes, even some I know a half an hour, get up earlier in the morning to meditate. I should add, they are very successful businessmen. Moreover, we must be convinced of the necessity of meditation at the risk of becoming the first of the three fruitless soils in the parable of the sower. Remember, the evil spirit steals the word of God from the hearts of those who fail to meditate and therefore understand their faith. One more question on meditation. What faculties should be engaged in meditation? First of all, literally, every faculty should be used. Our minds to think, our imagination to imagine, our emotions to stir up our feelings, our desires to choose. However, what is most important is that through meditation, we deepen, oh, how important this word is. And teaching over the years must use the word deepen 1,000 times. Deepen our convictions of faith. We're absolutely sure that Jesus Christ is here. I've said this so often. Come into chapel, let's have him present, maybe even exposed. Maybe after a half an hour, we wake up. My Lord, you're here. Why, more important than through meditation, we deepen our convictions of faith. And let me tell you, our Catholic faith is being opposed, threatened, challenged constantly. I think I've said this before, for some years now, I never watch television. Because I have found television that I watch tends to weaken my faith. We are to meditate in order to arouse the conversion of our hearts. Only God really knows us thoroughly. But I dare say there are many in chapel today who need to be converted. I don't mean converted in serving God at all, but converted from a path which we have got into, which misleads us, leads us away from the God whom alone we should serve. Oh, this needs to be said. A period of retreat is a time of conversion of heart. You need it, I need it. And finally, meditation is needed to strengthen our resolve to follow Jesus Christ. Every word there counts. You wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. Unless we believe that our faith should be strengthened. The question is, what areas of my life need a strengthening of faith? I never realized I needed a strengthening of faith in my belief in my Jesuit superiors being my divinely appointed superiors. So then our resolve to follow Jesus Christ, and the following of Christ is not a figure of speech. No two of us have been called to follow Christ in the same way. I've said this before. I dated a wonderful girl, 4 years of college. Lucky, she went to a college in another city where I went. I finished college, and I thought about it many times. I asked God to enlighten me. Should I marry this girl? I loved her. I knew she wanted me to marry her. Well, only through meditation, discovered God did not want me to marry that woman. God wanted me to be single. Then the shock. God wanted me to be a priest. I became a priest. We do things most effectively if we've thought them through and made decisions with a mind. Do this, stop doing that. That's what we've got a mind for, to reach decisions. And we all have to make these decisions, and I mean this every day. One closing observation regarding these conversions of heart and resolutions to follow Christ. I beg you, in God's name, put down your decisions in writing. No big speeches, no pages full of print, but ask God to enlighten you, and then put in writing what you sincerely believe He wants you to do. Because writing crystallizes the imagination, concentrates the intellect, and one purpose of writing is to place in our disposal, maybe for the rest of our lives, something I have written that I know God wants me to do. Lord Jesus, how important meditation is in all of our lives. Teach us, dear Lord, how we are to meditate, to meditate you on earth. We all share with you the beatific vision and meditate on your divine countenance for all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now you know there's time for